I'd say it's an interesting area of law. It's rapidly changing, and if you are a litigation minded, it's a rich area to be active in.
Awesome. Thank you very much, David. Today's show was produced by Julian Trotto. I've been your host, Julian Trotto, and if you like this interview, you can find more on Queen's Pro Bono Radio website. Before we end the show, we would like to say that the views expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of its producers, host, or the Queen's University Faculty of Law. This podcast does not contain any legal advice. Pro Bono Students Canada is a student organization. This podcast was prepared with the assistance of Pro Bono Student Canada's Queen's Law student volunteers. Pro Bono Students Canada students are not lawyers, and they are not authorized to provide legal advice. The podcast contains a general discussion of certain legal and related issues. If you require legal advice, please consult with a lawyer.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
I'm Ann Murray, and I lost a very dear friend to colon cancer. He was 49, and had he been tested, he might still be with us. Talk to your doctor. Get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
Hey folks,
welcome to Chaz Boulevard.
I'm Moz Taylor.
And if you can't stay for the whole program or you want to hear it again, you'll find links to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca. And you can become a free subscriber to our Mixcloud channel and replay all the most recent shows. And for the price of a cup of coffee, you can help support the musicians you hear on the program and Jazz Boulevard's production while enjoying some premium benefits by becoming a select subscriber on Mixcloud. Some of the new material we'll be getting to this week will include the latest releases from singer Stella Heath, also music out of the Toronto jazz scene from the group Jab Fung, the recently released big band project from pianist Helen Sung, and more. So hope you can stay for the whole show. We'll start it this week with music out of the Calgary jazz scene from trumpet player and singer Johnny Summers and his look at Chet Baker from the album Baker's Dozen, celebrating Chet Baker. This is That Old Feeling.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came inside, I got that old feeling. The moment you danced by, I felt the thrill. Oh, when you caught my heart stood still. Once again, I seemed to feel that old yearning. And I knew the flame of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling. It's still in my heart. last night and got that old feeling. When you came inside, I got that old feeling. The moment you danced by, I felt the thrill. When you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again, I seemed to feel that old yearning. And I knew the flame of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that war feeling. It's still in my heart. You're still in my heart. Thank you.
Thank you.
logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. Just slip out the bag, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. No need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Just hop on the bus, Gus. No need to discuss much. Drop off the key and get yourself free. Something I could do to make you smile again. And I said I appreciate that. Oh, but would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe that in the morning you'll begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized that she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. Just slip out the bag, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. No need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. I hop on the bus, Gus. No need to discuss much. Drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the bag, Jack. You hop on the bus, Gus. No need to discuss much. So drop off the key and leave and get yourself free. Ba 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 da boom boom.
Listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Well, wrapping up our opening set, an a cappella project out of the Toronto jazz scene from singers Dylan Bell, Ross Lynn, Carl Berger, and Kevin Fox, at the time working under the name Cadence, from their album 20 for 1. We heard 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. Music out of the Montreal jazz scene before that, from trumpet player Hakem Kelfa, a 2015 outing called Histoire sans mots, the track Fromage Rouge, with pianist Jérôme Beaulieu, tenor saxophonist Al McLean, bassist Alex Bellegarde, and drummer Martin Auguste. Music just being released on Sunnyside Records before that, longtime native of New York City, pianist Helen Sung, and her big band, from the new album Oracles. We heard her composition, A Little Bird Watching, with some solos from tenor player Nicole Glover, bassist Vincente Archer, and Helen on the piano. And the set started with music from Calgarian trumpet player and singer Johnny Summers from his album Baker's Dozen, celebrating Chet Baker. We heard That Old Feeling. Well, we'll keep it going with some music from vibraphonist and pianist Don Thompson and his quartet from the album Ask Me Later. This is Blues for Jim Sand. You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music from 1965, Count Basie and his orchestra, and an album looking at material from the Bond franchise. Off the album Basie Meets Bond, we heard From Russia with Love. And that was also released on a compilation in 1996, Ultra Lounge Volume 7, The Crime Scene. A Toronto-born project before that, led by bassist Julian Anderson Bowes and drummer Anthony Fung, working under the name Jab Fung. From their just-released album In Real Life, we heard Stronger Still. And the group includes alto saxophonist Louis Dennis, pianist Rafael Zladivar, and Brooklyn-based trumpet player Adam O'Farrell. And the set started with music from the Don Thompson Quartet, with Don Thompson on the vibes, Phil Dwyer on the piano, along with bassist Jim Vivian and drummer Terry Clark. From the album Ask Me Later, we heard Blues for Jim San. We'll be right back.
say I'll move the mountains, and I'll move the mountains if he wants them out of the way. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love I'd say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire, as he wants it so, it will be.
Thank you.
Well, in our last set, we wrapped it up with Order of Canada recipient, bassist Dave Young, and his quartet of trumpet player Kevin Turcotte, guitarist Reg Swager, and drummer Terry Clark. From a 2020 outing called Ides of March, we heard Dave's composition, 45 Degrees. Music out of the San Francisco Bay Area before that, a debut album for singer Stella Heath called For Billy, music associated with Billie Holiday. That was the track Crazy He Calls Me, and she's working with a group of seven musicians. On that track, we heard some solo work from tenor player Robert Elfman and pianist Neil Fontano. And the set started with a tribute album to timbales and vocalist Bobby Matos, who passed in 2017. This is a two-disc memorial album recorded at La Pina in the Bay Area of California. From the album La Pina, we heard the track The Jazz Messenger, a tune from the pianist Theo Saunders. Hey, and just a reminder, you're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. We're here every week with 2 hours of jazz. And if you can't stay for the whole show, or maybe if you're just tuning in, you'll find a link to a podcast of this week's episode, along with playlist information, on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca.